Oh, hey man, what's up? Yeah, I mean, it's been a fucking minute, hasn't it? Huh. Well, I was not doing too great there for a hot minute, but I'm doing way fucking better now. Oh, you like my hair? Thanks. I decided to give myself a little haircut. Just shaved the sides and decided to bleach it. I'm still thinking about a color, I'm not sure. But, especially if I get a temporary dye, I can kind of do whatever the fuck I want to it, you know? Oh, no, I'm good, man. No. I'm taking my meds, I know. I mean, I did miss them for like a week. I kind of forgot, but I'm back on them. We're good. We're just, if I'm a little hypomanic, it's not, the biggest deal. Especially when we got friends like this, friends that are throwing parties that I can kind of vent all this out on, you know? Hey, but you're looking pretty good too, man. Do you want to go outside and smoke a cigarette? I'm kind of in the mood to smoke a cigarette. I don't know. Let's go. Ugh. But yeah, things have been good. Things have been really good. I mean, as good as they ever are, really, I mean, it has been a fucking minute, hasn't it? I think last time I saw you was, think last time I saw you must have been fucking, oh, 2 months ago? Yeah. Yeah, and I think we met when I was hypomanic anyway, so, And you know me. When I'm hypomanic, I tend to just tell everybody everything, so, I mean, to be fair, you're a very trustworthy dude, my guy. I mean, fuck. I don't know half as many people who took it as well as you did. I mean, fuck. Listen, when the hypomania wore off, I didn't contact you because I was just very embarrassed of my own behavior, which is stupid because, clearly, I was gonna say that I'm a great person, but also, I know I'm hypomanic, so, maybe that's not the most accurate thing I could tell you right now. I mean, I do got some shit to be embarrassed about. I mean, what did I do within 5 minutes of meeting you? I straddled you. I immediately started hitting on you. I mean, not gonna lie, you are a very attractive dude. But I'm sure you know that. You're fucking cute as hell. Is it bad that I say that if I say that I know I'm attractive? Can we write that off as me being hypomanic, or is that just me being conceited? Well, I'll fucking take it, man. I'll take a compliment, Especially with this haircut, because I did do this alone in my bathroom at 2 a.m. So, could have come out better, but And I mean, it's not that I was embarrassed because I didn't like you or anything. I was embarrassed because of how forward I was about it. But you certainly didn't seem to mind, did you? No. Yeah, I could have guessed that you didn't mind. Oh, no, that was for real. Me straddling you and shit was definitely taking it real forward for us just meeting, but yeah. I think you're hot. And knowing you not just as the dude I just met who I think is hella attractive and want to get on, I know you're also a very nice dude. Smart dude, funny dude. I'm saying dude a lot, aren't I? Listen, that's just where I'm at right now, okay, my guy? Oh my god. I mean, you gotta admit, I'm a lot of fun like this, yeah? I mean, listen. Depressed me would never be able to tell you that I think you're hot as shit, And depressed me would not really accept that you also think I'm hot as shit. Although, you know, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm assuming, but no, I get the feeling you also think I'm hot, yeah? Oh, I could have guessed. So, I mean, listen. I'm hot. You're hot. I'm hypomanic. You're relatively stable. I think we should kiss. Is that too forward? Is that too much? I don't know, man. I've definitely made worse decisions than wanting to kiss you. Definitely made worse decisions. Listen, you're not gonna pull the whole, you know, you're clearly out of your mind and therefore can't consent bullshit, right? Listen, I'm not full manic, I'm just hypomanic. I can still make my own goddamn decisions. And, I know I'm attracted to you. So, why don't you come back over here and kiss me some more, huh? Yeah, see? You already know me so well. Put the cigarette out. There we go. Ugh. I mean, what can I say? You're a cute fucking dude, you know? You know, I think, though, I think you're cute enough that I want to do other things to you. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's just because you're kissing a hot, impulsive girl or what it is, but I can definitely feel something going on down there. You are kind of close to me, you know? Why don't I help you out with that? Oh, come on. I know we're outside of the party and all that, but, like, who's really gonna notice? And also, I'm not gonna lie to you, I really wanna see that dick. Yeah? What? Have you been thinking about this? Me getting on my knees in front of you outside of a fucking party? What can I say, man? You are very attractive, and I am very horny. Oh. And you're definitely working with something I like. And it seems to be very happy to see me, if I say so. What? Oh, come on. You couldn't have guessed that I'm just a big fucking tease? I may be reckless and impulsive, but I don't think, what, I should really fuck you outside of a party, especially when I'm, you know, like this. But I think sucking your dick and maybe having you do something to me kind of evens the playing field a little bit, doesn't it? That sentence didn't make any sense. I'm just going to suck your dick now. Yeah, you can put your hand on my head. As long as you don't try and choke me on your dick, because, listen, probably not the sexiest thing to say, but you already know who I am as a person. I will vomit. I've got the most sensitive gag reflex in the West. So, just be careful with how hard you push, alright? What? Can a girl just be on her knees in front of you, sucking you off, and also have a hand in her own pants? Think that made your dick twitch. What? I see how it is. What? You want to help me get off? And I stroke you? Now that I can definitely get behind. You'll have to let me get my pants a little more open for that, though, you know? Listen, I know I look really good in tight jeans, but they really don't work out when you're trying to, you know. And I know your dick likes me too. Oh, I mean, you can definitely tell that I'm wet, can't you? Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, yeah, I'm a little on edge, man. Hate to say it, but I don't think I'm gonna last super long. Can you really blame me, though? I've got a hot guy like you with his hand in my pants, touching my nice wet clit. Feeling exactly how horny I am. While I stroke your nice, thick, hard cock. You can't blame a girl for getting excited, can you? Yeah, y'all shut up. You know I talk too much. Oh, fuck. I will say, you definitely know what to do with your hands. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm definitely not gonna last super long. Are you getting close too? Oh, good. Oh, good, because I'm really getting fucking close. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Keep stroking you. I'm just a little weak at the knees now. Oh, I do want to see you come pretty badly. Fuck. Oh, yeah.
Oh, next time, maybe I'll still have to be on my knees for that. Oh, yeah, I definitely want it next time. It definitely has been good to see you. We'll have to hang out again sometime, won't we? Oh, well, I hate to be that girl, come and dash and all that, but I do have friends here that I need to check in on, so This time, I promise. I'll try not to be embarrassed by my own behavior when I become baseline or depressed. And I mean, you can always call me.